My name is Scott Ross. I'm an IT manager here at Growmark. Technically, I'm the manager of network services.
And so we're going to talk a little bit about some of Growmark's technology and some of the things that they use for information technology. And one of those is their website. Growmark made some changes last year in the website, updated it, gave it a new look. Tell us some of the changes that were made in that website to make it really give it more of a presence on the web.
We got the opportunity about 18 months ago, redesigned and released a new growmark.com. Now, the new Growmark really had a much better look and feel. I think everybody realizes technology just, you can kind of look at it and almost date it. It's like looking at furniture. All kind of know that era. And we were ready for a new one. And then we're continuing to add new functionality as we go. I think one of the big things about technology these days is that it's very iterative. It's not about creating it once and going away. It's about working with it and continuing to grow it. Integrating other technologies. The Media Center was one of my more exciting things. You know, websites themselves have evolved beyond what I would call standard brochureware. They're more interactive ware now, right? It's, you know, what's actively going on within the company. So, and be able to provide multimedia formats in there, to be able to do video, to be able to do audio, to be able to bring in news releases and PDFs and Spirit Magazine.
Now, you've actually won some awards for the website. Tell me about that.
Growmark.com, Go Further with FS.com, and CropNation.com have been recognized. Growmark.com won first place in the Heartland Region NAMA Awards, and Go Further with FS.com won the merit in the same category. CropNation.com was selected as the first winner of the CropLife America Ag Gateway Information Technology Innovation Award. But it is neat. It's neat not only to bring these technologies together and to get recognition and positive feedback from the users directly about what they like, but from your peers within the industry. That's really a strong affirmation.
Well, now you brought up CropNation, and that's one of the other tools that Growmark is using to have a strong presence on the web in a different way.
Yeah, CropNation.com was kind of an evolution of multiple talks regarding social media. You know, social media is constantly changing. I think every other day there's a new piece or a new function available for that. But so working with corporate communications and IT together, we've made inroads into Facebook. I believe we have several Facebook areas, Twitter, Vimeo, YouTube, blogs. But CropNation itself was, we asked ourselves in the industry, okay, well, what really is the root of farmers talking with one another? So something that kind of represents a coffee shop or to facilitate those conversations between farmers, between the farmer patrons, the front line of the agricultural business. Just a good, simple platform to be able to have those conversations. And it's about what they want to talk about, not what somebody else is putting in front of them to talk about. It's an evolution. You know, technology and social media is moving so quickly these days that by the time you go back and actually work with and begin to evolve something, there's three other things out there. So what we're seeing is the culture is reinventing itself and telling us what it likes to do and what it doesn't like to do. And
well, along those lines, what are you working on for the future? I know you're still evolving the website and evolving CropNation. Anything else in the works?
We have several other public sites we're working on. We're looking very much more, I think, in the collaborative and communicative space. Again, back to what I think I was talking about originally with Growmark.com, it's not just a brochure site anymore. It's about how am I sharing, collaborating information? How am I facilitating these cross processes? Just, we are getting good growth in blogs. I think we're getting good growth in Twitter. Keeping things simple is really important. But back to other projects that we're doing, one of the ones I'm most excited about now is now we're going beyond some of the Growmark more corporate or branded areas, and we're focusing on our member cooperative websites themselves. We're bringing a new template, a new platform to bring them forward and actually, again, get closer to helping work directly with their farmer patron. We're doing that on SharePoint. I want to throw the word SharePoint out there. I've been heavily involved in SharePoint. I enjoy it both internally within the organization and externally with the public audiences, because it's a very versatile platform that allows you to communicate and collaborate, and it really allows us to bring the information, to bring the processes, to bring what's happening out to the people. I like getting it out and getting as much control and ability to facilitate out to the people who are involved, what's dynamically happening in the business. You know, if your technology can adjust to that, to what the people need, to what they want to do that day, that's when technology really takes off, because it's more about people, what tools that we can put in their hands to just let them do what they want to do in the most productive fashion possible.
Growmark has been such a leader in this, and with such a diverse company and system that Growmark is, and the members all over the place, and you're constantly growing. It's really important, the communications aspect of it, and you're definitely doing a great job at that. So thanks a lot for having this chat with us, Scott, here to learn a little bit more about Growmark's information technology. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.